Hey, it's Nudia from Vocalo. Got plans July 11th? Now you do. Join me for Vocalo's free summer meltdown concert at Bottom Lounge with Adam Killa and Taylor Bennett. We'll have merch giveaways and surprise guests. Learn more at wbez.org/events.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen.
I'm Adora Namigade.
I'm Lisa Labis. And this...
And this...
And this is The Rundown. If you listen to our morning news episodes, you know that there have been some changes to the voices on The Rundown. And now there's going to be even more to love. Adora Namigade started as The Rundown's morning news host a few weeks ago. She's a Metro reporter at WBEZ, and now she's the one who gets up with the sun to keep you in the loop on Chicago news. And starting this afternoon, WBEZ OG Lisa Labis is going to bring you some headlines later in the day as well. She's been an anchor and host at the station for over two decades, so you'll probably recognize her voice if you've ever listened to WBEZ Live or on our app. Plus, you'll get even more of me. I love talking to Chicago artists, organizers, change makers, and journalists. You know, the people who really make Chicago what it is. So now I'm going to be hosting these longer conversations 5 days a week instead of just three. Basically, the Rundown podcast is leaning into our initial goal, meeting you at the intersection of your curiosity and your FOMO. You can think of it as a one-stop shop, so to speak, for Chicago news, culture, and social issues in three episodes a day. So to kick off the first week of this new format, let's get to know Lisa and Adora a little bit better. Lisa, Adora, thanks for being here.
Hi, Erin.
Thank you for having us.
For the folks who don't know you, if you could describe yourself in one sentence, what would it be? Give it to me. Adora, you go first.
What a heavy question, first of all. wow, what a heavy question. I thought about this a little.
Okay.
I think I would say, I am a child of God who loves to have fun. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
Because I love life. And
yes.
I am loved. There you go.
I love that.
Thank you.
How about you, Lisa?
Extroverted on the outside, introverted on the inside. That doesn't make any sense.
I was going to say those are the best places, I guess, to be introverted or extroverted.
Well, yes, maybe aligned. I should swap that. So introverted on the outside, extroverted on the inside.
You know, that actually makes sense to me.
Yeah, that
Lisa.
Makes more sense.
Yeah. No, it makes sense because you're like, when I'm around like the people that are on my inside circle, I'm very extroverted.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I got you.
You got me.
I got you. Give me some hobbies. What are you up to when you're not at work? Adora, why don't you start?
I love to run. So the lakefront trail is just gorgeous. I live right by it. So I love to go like see the sunrise now that I have to wake up super early.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Like, I might as well go see the sunrise.
It's beautiful.
It's awesome. I like to cook just different recipes and I like to talk a lot. So just meet up with friends. Call anyone who will listen to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Lisa? What are you up to when you're not around here?
Well, let's see. So I've been knitting and crocheting a lot lately. Okay. And then I like pens and stationery.
Yes.
I grabbed this pen that I'm using right now. It's from Germany, actually. It's a Lamy ballpoint
Ooh.
Pen.
It's
a lovely seafoam bluey green sort of a thing.
It's giving energetic but also soothing vibes.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like, I don't know, it sort of looks like outer spacey. I don't.
Yeah, because it has like.
I like the click.
It's like an accordion feel to the clicker thing also.
I know.
I love it.
But I like to make sure everybody who comes in here has a pen they like to use.
Yes.
So if they like pens.
Lisa put me on a good pen.
Right.
So I do testify that she has great selection.
That's my job. That's my job. To make sure you're not like writing with a gloppy pen.
Yeah.
That your office probably just has.
Yeah, that's right. Lisa, I don't know if you remember this, but when one of my first few days getting up at the crack and coming in here, I was like so excited because I had just gotten my notebook that I was going to be using for work. It's a Levenger with the...
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah, you bougie.
bougie,
yes, yes.
I'll be playing about my notebooks. And I was so excited and I didn't know this about you, Lisa, yet. And I was like, Lisa, I have a new notebook. And you're like, oh.
And did I pounce on you?
Yes, like, you're like, we need to talk.
Do you have a pen? Do you need a pen?
Yeah,
would you like a pen?
Yes, yes. So very grateful. So, Adora, how long have you been at WBEZ?
I've been here for 2 years.
Okay. Tell me about a story that you've covered that still sticks with you even now.
So I think right now I've been doing recurring coverage on the fact that people want to ban books from libraries, books that tend to cover experiences of race or LGBTQ topics. And I think that's just been, it's not one story, but it's been interesting to me that that's been unfolding in the way that it has. And it, I think it's something that in J school I wouldn't have thought would be a big contentious thing that like I'd be reporting on libraries all the time, but that is what sticks out to me most right now.
Hmm. How about you, Lisa? You've been here quite a while. How long has it been?
Yeah, so this is my 25th year. Like, I'm in my 25th year. So I started January 1st, 1999 as the morning edition host and did that for 21 years. And now I'm midday host. So I've been here a little while. I've been through... We're doing a renovation right now on the studios. I've been through... This is the third renovation I've lived through, so...
Yeah, so you... You have a lot more to draw from, but is there something that stands out to you where you're like, this is something that I really think about a lot that you have talked about on air?
Not that I've talked about on air, but what I've noticed about WBEZ in general is how we've had to really change a lot over the years, because when I started here, it was just solid news. You know, it was... Here we're giving you a newscast at this part of the day. We're going to do features on the air. We're going to do sound rich features. But now people are listening to radio in so many different ways. And I love how we've been embracing all these new ways of, you know, telling people stories and giving people news. And I think that that's fantastic. And I've had to really, you know, pivot on how what I think is supposed to be news. Right.
OK.
You know,
like, how so?
Well, I have to, you know, the old dog, new tricks. So I have to really be flexible. And years ago, you could not bring your own personality into the newscast. Mm. So that's so much nicer.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. How did you see that transition over time? Like just being able to bring yourself more into it.
It just felt so, you know, old white man serious sounding, didn't it? Right. You know, and I thought, well, you can have fun doing this, too, while still being, you know, a serious person.
Lisa, the first time folks are going to hear you on the Rundown feed is this afternoon.
Oh, boy.
It's actually not going to be very different from what you've been doing on a show we used to run here called Consider This.
Right.
But it is a little different. You want to talk about what you know of how so?
Well, I just want to make sure that you get a snapshot of the news that's been happening during the day, the news that our WBEZ reporters have been paying attention to and have covered. And, you know, it's just an easy way to just touch base with what's going on in your neighborhood and then kind of move on.
So we're all a bunch of Midwest queens. Adora, you and I are from the Detroit area. And Lisa, you're from Illinois, right outside of Chicago. We're hailing from various parts of the region. What has been the most meaningful component about covering news in this area? Adora, why don't you start?
I think just knowing that the Midwest is generally undercovered compared to like the coasts of the United States has always been very meaningful to me. And it's been a big reason I wanted to keep my career in the Midwest. I just feel like I have a better sense of what people in the middle think about things because I get to live and report in Midwestern states.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, for me, it's home. You know, I grew up in the Western suburbs and my dad worked for the Chicago Tribune, not as a reporter, but did work for the Tribune. So we were always listening to WGN when I grew up and, you know, reading the Trib every day. And so we were sort of like a news consuming family. So I just felt like I wanted to be home, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I love doing. And I do know that it's easy for people to have preconceived notions about what it's like here in Chicago. And I don't know everything about Chicago. I don't. I've only lived in certain areas. And I'm learning something new about this city all the time. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, Lisa. I feel that way. Even, I mean, unlike you, I did not grow up, I didn't give a care about the news. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, like I never thought about it. I didn't care. It wasn't until I moved to Chicago 10, 15 years ago that I started to really listen to public radio and really get into Democracy Now, for instance, and like listen to the news more. And I feel like I'm always learning new things. So it's really comforting to hear you say that, like, you've been in it this whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go my whole lifetime and won't know, you know, everything about the city that there is to know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's important for me to keep my ears open as much as possible and listen to people who are experiencing what they're living. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's one of the biggest things that we can do in this city for the people who are listening and who live here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Do you think about the challenges with that as well?
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, so it's like walking into a library, which Adora has been doing many times in the past year.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's sort of intimidating. You'll never read all those stories. You'll never hear all the stories. But if you can hear some. And we're only going to be able to tell you about a fraction of them, but those are important stories, you know? And I think that that's valuable.
Yeah. How about you, Adora? What feels challenging sometimes about covering the city?
Honestly, I agree with you. There's just so much. Even I remember before I moved here, like the night before, I cried because I was just like, how am I going to cover Chicago? There's 9 million people in the metro area. Like, it's just so much to do. But then, you know how they say, how'd you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Yes.
I kind of just had to be like, okay, Adora, you're right.
Exactly.
Like, you will not be able to cover everything, but that's okay. No one is expecting you to cover everything.
No.
You know, zero in on where you can and cover that area well.
But
that's
at
all
the
I can
same
do.
Time, we have to recognize that we're not covering certain areas as much.
You're right, too, and challenge myself, too, to be like, okay, what is undercovered at our station in general? What are gaps of maybe perspectives that I'm missing in my own work? And try to cover those, too. You're definitely right.
Adora Migade is the morning host on The Rundown. She's also a Metro reporter at WBEZ. Adora, thank you.
Thank you.
And Lisa Labiz is The Rundown's afternoon news host. She's also WBEZ's midday host. Lisa, thank you.
Erin, thank you so much.
And that's it for today. Thank you to Justin Bull and Sarah Stark for producing The Rundown and to Ariel Van Clee for editing the show. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. If you love The Rundown, please rate and review us. It helps more people find the show. And we love hearing from you. Email us with your thoughts, questions, and what you want to hear on The Rundown at therundownpod@wbez.org. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. We will all talk to you tomorrow.